This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, joined today by a physician at Northwestern Medicine, Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, Dr. Hublakar. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, what types of conditions do you and your colleagues treat?
So in the field of rehab, or the formal name is physical medicine and rehabilitation, we treat conditions all over the spectrum that would affect somebody's function, meaning their ability to perform their daily activities and perform like they normally do. Sometimes that can be an acute event, like a stroke or a spinal cord injury or any type of brain injury. Sometimes that can be a prolonged hospital stay. So it could be that they have a heart surgery that keeps them in the hospital for a long time. It could be that they have infections that also keep them in the hospital for prolonged periods of time and then cause them to be debilitated. Or it could be something like a scheduled orthopedic surgery or a fall leading to an unplanned orthopedic surgery. So really all over the medical field.
Now, I visited a couple of patients, family and friends in rehabilitation hospitals, but some might not know, what's the difference between a traditional hospital and a rehabilitation hospital?
So a traditional hospital is where, or what we call in the rehab field an acute care hospital, is where they initially would receive their medical care. So that's what most people would think is going in through the emergency department, admitted onto a floor, and really handling and stabilizing patients that at that point might be really dealing with serious conditions that might affect even life or death. Once they get to the point in our realm where they are medically stabilized, a rehab hospital such as Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy is what we call a standalone rehab hospital. So we're a rehab hospital in our own structure, and our goal is really the rehab side of things. So to get a patient who needs a lot of help in terms of their daily activities and their mobility and getting them back as close to independent as possible. So whereas the acute care hospital are focusing on more active and more emergent medical issues and have more resources to do that, our focus is the rehab first and then also managing what medical conditions are going to help them to optimize their therapies.
Okay, and Dr. Hublakar, what is the process to be admitted to Marion Joy?
Great question. So when someone is admitted to the acute care hospital, that's one side. And so initially, their other doctors would consult physical and occupational therapy, sometimes speech-language pathology as well, depending what is going on with them medically speaking. And from there, we can get an idea of if somebody's functioning at their normal level, so meaning that they can either be independent or maybe they need some help, but they have the ability for family or friends to help them out, going back home to create a safe home discharge. If it's determined that they're well below their normal level, that's where our specialty as PM&R consultants would come in, evaluate the case from all angles. So from a therapy standpoint, where are they from what we call a functional level, as well as from the medical side, what are active medical conditions that we're going to be able to treat and help them to, again, become as independent as possible. So that's one way they would enter the hospital. The other way sometimes is through the clinic process. So maybe it's somebody with an older event, such as an older stroke or an older spinal cord injury, but over time they've declined their ability for various medical reasons. And so sometimes we can bring them back into the hospital setting and optimize them that way as well.
Sounds good, Dr. Hublakar. Again, thank you. And this is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Now, does Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital support all ages?
We do, generally speaking. So we do have pediatric inpatient unit, and we have pediatric physiatrists or PM&R specialists that are both on the inpatient and the outpatient side. So we get very, very young patients there, and then we really treat patients of all ages from there. I remember as a resident a few years ago at Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy that I admitted, I believe, 102-year-old is my record personally. So really the full spectrum and everywhere in between that. So really, I would say all ages.
Well, that's a blessing to see a 102-year-old for sure. And there have been a lot of advancements, Dr. Hublakar. What technology or programs are offered to enhance patient outcomes.
I think that's one of the areas that we really have, I would say, is a big strength of ours. So we have all kinds of technology, and I do think that technology is rapidly advancing the field as well and the options that we have available to our patients. Just a couple of examples of that. So we have something called the RMAO, which can help patients that have, that's one option. We have something called an exoskeleton, which can help patients get the idea of walking again. And one of the areas that we also are very unique is that we have an adaptive driving program as well. So patients that are doing really well with their daily activities and now are taking the next steps on more advanced activities such as driving, how can we evaluate them and get them to the point where potentially they could drive again?
Absolutely love that. Dr. Hublikar, you've been amazing. Thank you again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.